Yo, yo, yo. What's up, everybody? It's Jonathan Langlois here for another podcast. And today I want to share with you all the notes that I wrote down while taking a dopamine fast. I think you'll find it pretty interesting. And so a dopamine fast is when you spend a whole day or however a length of period of time where you eat no food, you check no social media, you watch no TV, you can't use your computer, no drugs, no caffeine, no alcohol, no talking to people, no masturbating, no reading. You can't do anything. And the whole idea is to get you to really take a strong amount of time to reflect on yourself and who you are. So the things you can do are drink water, walk outside, mild exercise, and the main thing that you can do is write. So I'll just start reading my notes here. So far, I do not feel any discomfort, either physical or emotional. I am rather at peace. So far, I have spent my time thinking about dopamine and how it works. From my understanding, dopamine is a good thing overall. It helps one to take action on things they must do. Where people go wrong is when they cheat the system. By this, I mean they trick their bodies into releasing the dopamine when they have not taken action on the things they must do. I will give you an example, then create a list of good and bad dopamine drips. The human body will drip dopamine when it socializes. The reason it does this is because through evolution, the body has come to realize that socializing and living in harmony with others increases our chance of survival and reproduction. But now the 21st century body has hijacked this wonderful system to release copious amounts of this socializing dopamine. This has happened through the addictive use of social media. So then I wrote a list of good dopamine and bad dopamine. Good dopamine, reading, eating reasonably, learning, podcast, YouTube, exercise, labor, and then bad dopamine. I wrote eating bad food, entertainment, drugs, alcohol, TV, social media. And then, all right, the next page. I also have learned that a body is most vulnerable to bad dopamine when it is bored. Boredom stems ultimately from a lack of purpose. Therefore, I believe it is our duty to make this the center of attention for children growing up. To combat this boredom, one must choose to sacrifice either the present or the future. Now, what do I mean by this? Well, when one sacrifices the present for the future, they are spending their precious time of now to make tomorrow better. An example of this would be working any type of job. Another would be reading or learning. The opposite is when one chooses to sacrifice the future for the present. An example would be when one chooses to drink alcohol. Interestingly, is that if one is not sacrificing the present, then they are inherently sacrificing the future. There is no living in between, as time never stops. Overall, I would say I am rather successful in not dancing with the devil. This fast has come relatively easy, as I already refrain from indulging in many of the activities of the devil. The dopamine I do indulge in is rather healthy. Things like going to the gym, reading, and eating. Therefore, I feel as though this dopamine fast is rather quite unproductive. Oh, I should add in also that with eating, I mostly eat one, maybe two meals a day. So the whole not eating part wasn't really hungry. But back to what I wrote. I feel it would be much more useful for one whom does not have a purpose or goal in which to conquer. Oh, I said, therefore, I feel as though this dopamine fast is rather quite unproductive. I feel it would be much more useful for one whom does not have a purpose or goal in which to conquer. This would greatly benefit, thus would greatly benefit from a life shock such as this. Hopefully such a shock would reveal the path in which I currently traverse. I thought that was pretty interesting. All right, so now the last page. Reflecting on myself, I almost feel as though my visits with the devil are a balancing act. Through the law of duality, I feel that my overindulgence with God in acts not of the devil must be countered with minimal but necessary acts with the devil. For I fear complete suppression with the devil will cause for some catastrophic event in which the devil takes complete control. Therefore, I find it healthy and natural to dance with the devil delicately and decisively. Yet I still question the possibility of one to live totally with God. And if it is possible, then I must ask, what is God without the devil? And that's the end of what I wrote. Thank you for listening, everyone. If you have any comments or questions, you can go ahead and email me. If you have any ideas or things that you want me to talk about, you can go ahead and email me at thejohnbobshow@gmail.com. And that's the John, J-O-N, no H, thejohnbobshow@gmail.com. Thank you.